This is Hide and Seek.
And these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
You're a gravy!
Exclusive to podcasts.
And we're back again.
We're back again.
So excitement.
So excitement. Illiterate.
with English.
We speak English at. Well. That, me fail English? That's impossible. Yes, if you are listening, you are listening to the Sextras, our podcast-only special edition. Didn't go to live. Groundbreaking, amazing, never the same.
No.
Sextra content. But if you, yeah, so if you missed the live show that went to air on Joy 94.9, make sure to check that out also. But if you've already done the live show and you don't want to listen again, just listen to this one and you'll be good as gold.
This is more saucy, I think.
More saucy. Well, it does include our download for the week, which we couldn't fit into the main episode because we had such an amazing time talking with Ken.
Yes.
He's a firecracker, that one. I could listen to him talk all day long. And we talk about bi-visibility, we talk about bi-erasure, we talk about biphobia. This man has experienced all of that stuff. You talk about, oh my God, that's homophobic, da-da-da, that's biphobic, da-da. No. What this man went through was some serious biphobia. It changed the course of this man's life. And I can't believe he's come out the other side, such a genuinely lovely, well-rounded human being. And the world has not broken this man after his ordeal was really thought-provoking for me.
And he's gone on to help other people as well.
Yeah. I mean, how many young, up-and-coming queerlets, I'm coining that phrase now, has he assisted along the way? I wish there was someone in my town growing up. I didn't know another single LGBTI person in my town growing up. Actually, no, I did. I'm lying to you. My pharmacist was a homosexual, and I still know him, and we sometimes see each other at the lead.
Can I just say, the only sex that I've had in my hometown with a man was an absolute disaster.
I imagine that's a common theme for you.
So this guy, look, I love it dirty. Don't get me wrong. But this guy pissed in the sink in the bathroom.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Right next to the toilet. The toilet is there. He pissed in the sink.
For what reason? Just because he enjoyed pissing in the sink?
Because it was at a better angle for him.
Well, could he not be bothered sitting down? Like, I'm lazy. I'm lazy. I like to sit down.
This just explains his whole house.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It was filthy. Oh, and he was really, really drunk on bourbon.
And bourbon, to me, is not a nice... when someone's really drunk on bourbon and you, like, make out with them and stuff, it's got that sickly sweet kind of thing to it. It makes me want to throw up. It just reminds me of getting drunk on, cheap, tinny bourbon and cokes.
And can I just say, he told me that I laughed like a girl, but then I fucked him and he sounded like a girl too.
That's great.
So that was my sweet revenge.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a femme sounding laugh. No. or a girly laugh, as one would say, but I wouldn't say that you have a particularly femme laugh. You're more like a sexy crow.
Like a banshee?
No, like a sexy crow. That's kind of it, but sometimes you do a...
It's more a bit like a Nelson from The Simpsons.
No, that's Edna.
Oh, yes. Maybe it's American television.
Maybe. No, I enjoy your laugh.
Oh, thank you very much.
There isn't anything specifically wrong with it.
If that was a backhanded compliment, if I have ever heard one.
This is the weekly download. Sorry, I just wanted to say loads again. Down. Loads. On Joy 94.9.
Can I just say, this one was super amusing.
It very much was.
Listen to this.
The guy's coming over and you have to take care of them.
So, what does that entail?
Oh, Trinity St. Clair. I mean, has there been a better porn / drag name? I don't believe so. It's great. Trinity St. Clair. Did the guy get an intro? I don't think he did.
Best escort.
It might have been caught off.
A lot of experience, and he's going to give you exactly
Shh.
What you want.
You
Oh, Trinity, you're the best. What would I do without you?
Well, you definitely wouldn't get this far without me, now would you? Don't worry. You're going to have a great time. Jackson's totally gay.
Wait, totally gay? I don't know if I want totally gay. Maybe I just want to try a man. I don't want Liberace showing up with Richard prancing through my door.
I so want Liberace to show up prancing now.
Babe, I got you handled. Don't worry. Jackson's everybody's choice. He likes girls. He likes guys. He can handle it all. But he's just totally gay for pay. You know, he can butt fuck you and then you guys can go watch football.
Aww. That, my friends, is romance.
I'll be still my beating exactly heart.
My initial criticism so far is that he does not get a title intro. She got Trinity St. Clair across the bottom in like, but she got top billing. He did not. And neither did the other guy who hasn't come in yet. But the two that are on screen now are not the reason I chose this porn. It's her good escort friend that I picked this for because he's dreamy.
He is so hot.
Oh, he's the right amount of fur, right amount of muscle for me. And
finally in the boudoir, huh?
Hang on.
So,
What?
He's the guy in not right in front of my salad.
Is he? Is he though?
Legit.
I want you to look this up.
I am.
He's not bad, the new entrant. The first guy that was there can't read his way out of a paper bag. I think she's the better actress.
Yeah.
She's the better actor out of the thruple that's happening here. So we did pick this porn because it is on theme with our main stage edition show, which was talking about bisexuality in the lead up to Bi Visibility Day. So we picked a man-on-man-on-woman film.
How's this gonna start?
Well, he's literally every straight man. how does this work?
Okay, I'm gonna show you not right in front of my salad, and you can make your mind up. And can I just say that I'm actually right
for once?
Because his name is Jaxton.
Jaxton is a terrible name. I'm sorry. And you know what makes it worse? That he's a porn actor, and he picked that.
I know, right? This is the really right in front of my salad porn. Check this out for yourself.
Oh.
Men.com.
The interesting thing for this.
Whoa, dude. Why are you doing that?
I'm getting naked.
Why are you getting naked?
I'm a naked chef. Did you not read my ad fully?
No way. Dude, you're going to have to put your clothes back on. This is a surprise dinner for my wife.
Oh. Oh, nope. Sorry, no problem. You just...
You know what? Maybe keep the clothes off.
Okay.
Oh,
we've got the edited version. Woo! This is like the trailer that you jerk off to, but you don't get to see them come.
Jaxton Wheeler.
Oh, Jaxton what? It really is the same guy.
It is.
I have a good eye, obviously. I picked him for a reason.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, wait for it. It's coming.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come.
We don't even get the right in front of my salad. See, they always cut out the best stuff. Unacceptable.
No.
We're not subscribing and paying for that.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Not what it looks
right
like.
In front of my salad?
It's not what
you guys are fucking gross.
So there you go.
It is the right in front of my salad.
It sure is. Back to the review.
Back to our review of Jaxton. No wonder Jaxton. They didn't have his name in the titles. It's a terrible name.
I can't even say it properly.
I wonder if it's... You saw it before. Was it Jaxton?
It was.
Of course it was. I knew it. God.
My boyfriend Jaxton. She had a real lisp with her voice.
Jaxton.
Mm.
Ugh, Jaxton. What a terrible name.
He is a beautiful human being, though.
He's a gorgeous man. He is unequivocally, like... He's everyone's type. Like,
yes.
That is an attractive man. Yes. So he was very handsome. The intro to the porn, and I know I'm biased because I say this all the time. The intro to porn, like, I like the setup. I like knowing what's going on. I like to know why people are having sex because I'm inquisitive that way, I guess. But I like to know what people's motivations are for getting together. And I think as not great as some of the acting was. It was well set up, but then as the sex part went on, I wasn't as interested.
No.
when, and again, it might have been the angles, but when Jaxton, the really hairy one, was having sex with the woman, they were at a good angle. I was like, okay, this is hot. Like, yeah, okay, this is good. And then I have to take them off, points off, because, and hear me out, twink porn and straight porn have one thing in common, and it's the love of facials. God, they love
it. What is with that? Stick it in a hole.
Stick it in a hole. I don't know what it is. Or like, come on chest, come on ass, come on literally anywhere else. It's the same, like every twink porn I've ever watched is like, they'll be going at it, like condom or no condom, doesn't matter. They'll always pull out and jizz on the face. I'm like, what is it about coming on the face for
is it because it has to be dirty?
I don't know. It's weird.
Sex has to be messy.
And I think in straight porn, it's got something to do with the woman being subservient. It's all a bit... It feels off to me how often the woman is... Like,
do you think she's subservient in this?
To a certain degree, in that she's servicing her husband through the use of the escort.
Yes.
But she...
But she's controlling the action.
She is, yeah. She's a dom and a sub sort of at the same time. But yeah, it's often in porn featuring women, it's like women having their face covered in jizz and da-da-da. It's that dom-sub relationship between a man and a woman that's... It can be... Ugh. In the context of gay porn, having doms and subs is... It doesn't read as problematic the way that it does sometimes for women in porn.
With women.
Yeah.
But did you note in this one, he doesn't come on her face, he comes on his face.
He comes on the guy's face.
Yeah.
The new guy experiencing man-on-man sex for the first time. He sort of gets at his face, and then the woman's like, no, I want a bit too. They sort of go at it a little bit together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy the sharing element of MMF porn specifically. Like... It doesn't happen as much, I notice, in, like, three-way gay porn. There won't be, like, a, oh, we're both going to suck you off at the same time and da-da-da-da-da. You in this kind of porn, you get the element of there is a man, there is a woman, and they are both enjoying sex with another person.
And they're sharing. Element,
and they're sharing.
Mm.
So I enjoy that element of it.
She has really nice teeth.
She has great teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's paid for those. Yeah. And I would, too. If I had the money, I'd pay for new teeth. Yeah, I enjoy the juxtaposition of, like, the hairy dominant guy is, like, quite a lot shorter than the boyfriend character. And I like that they have sort of different body types. Like, one of them's quite slender and hairless, and then the other guy's, like, a little bit more muscly and hairy. And, yeah, I like a mix and match.
Can I just say that the four posts on the bed look like a Roman bathhouse?
It does. It also looks like every nonna that lives in Coburg's bedspread.
Yeah. It's like Nana's bed, isn't it?
It is a bit Nana's bed, yeah. It's very old, it's very dated.
Yeah.
Oh god, he's got nice arms.
He does.
Mm. So we will, if you're panting and pining over this, the link to this particular video will be available on our podcast. Just go to joy.org.au/hide-and-seek, and we always post our porn review porn subject matter to our Tumblr page, which you can find on our podcast page. So head there. You can grab our Instagram, Facebook. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcasting platform is. And what we'd love is if you rated us and left us a review, because we're very lonely.
Please do. Like, we're reviewing this porn at the moment. And
yeah.
So what are we going to rate it in? Come on.
Ugly bedspreads.
Nonna's bedspreads.
I'm gonna rate it... 3.5 Nonna bedspreads.
Out of 5?
Yep.
And what let it down?
The
bedspread?
His porn name, Jaxton, has let me down. The bedspread has let it down. Her being marginally better than the other boys at acting, it gained points for a believable intro. Like, we are a couple and I've hired an escort for us to have a threesome. Like, that literally happens to every kinky couple. Like,
that's
a very common story. I was like, okay, I believe what's happening.
Yeah. So you like the story. They set it up well.
The tokenistic hetero cum facial.
Lost points. For
lost
that.
Points. They use condoms, which I'm not mad at, but it's not my preference.
But I think it's responsible.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely responsible.
The woman. You
know, oh, a woman?
No, you don't want to get pregnant.
The pill also exists.
I know, but you can't show that in a porn.
No, but you can't show PrEP or using treatment as prevention either.
I wonder if there's PrEP porn. You could have like a little jar of PrEP on the side of the bedspread.
There's the porn that we talked about in our PrEP episode, Once in a Blue Moon, which was made by the group Porn for PrEP.
Right.
And they don't take the PrEP, but they have talking heads with different activists and healthcare providers about PrEP intersected with guys fucking. And it's condomless sex because they're using PrEP as their preferred prevention mechanism in that particular instance.
I'm going to rate it 3 out of 5.
Okay. What lost it points?
The acting.
It's not the worst I've seen, like by a country mile.
And the husband is way too twinky for me.
He's a bit twinky. He's like an expanded twink. He's quite tall. He's not scrawny. He's got abs and he's got muscles, but he's more like a tall swimmer's build kind of thing.
It's like he's been waxed all over.
Yeah, which is some people's kettle of fish, not necessarily mine. But I enjoy the Jaxton position. I enjoy the Jaxton position of the hairy and the hairless.
I just want to lick Jaxton's armpits. That's
I'd
what
start
this
there.
Is making me want to do.
I would start there. Well, I think we should move on from our porn review.
Let's move on with our lives.
Let's move on with our lives. You know what we didn't talk about in the main episode this week? We didn't talk about our bicons, which I'm coining the phrase.
Oh.
Our bi icons. There are many, 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 many a out and proud either bisexual, pansexual, or multigender attracted celebrity out there.
Yes.
And it feels like the current trend is being very open about one's either sexual attraction or their gender identity. So there's a lot of focus on talking about celebrities that either have a trans experience or identify as gender fluid, and an increasing amount of dialogue around people being accepted coming out as bisexual or pansexual or sexuality fluid or whatever labels they would like to either apply or not apply to themselves.
Sure.
And it's becoming less and less interesting, which is interesting in and of itself.
Less and less interesting in that it's more usual.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm coming out as bisexual. It's like, great, cool. Which has its pros and its cons. It's good in many ways that it's just a matter of course. It's like, oh, you're bisexual. Great. Do you want avocado on toast? Like, meh.
Yeah.
But every time that there's a bit of a hullabaloo about someone coming out as bisexual, it creates a dialogue around bi awareness. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. You want it to be a non-issue, but you also want it to be an issue so that little Johnny watching E! News goes, oh my God, that person's attracted to not just men or not just women. Oh, that's me too. So they see themselves.
And
so,
that's okay.
Yeah. And it happens to some celebrities where they repeatedly come out and come out and come out and come out and people forget. Like, nobody talks about it. So they have to keep coming out, which must be really tiresome. I know, again, for a Drag Race reference, Jeeks Monsoon identifies as gender fluid.
Right.
And she was the winner of season 5, and she's talked about it many times. And sometimes a smaller agency will pick it up and be like, Jinx Monsoon comes out as gender fluid. And Jinx Monsoon's like, 5 years ago, like, we've already done this. So that can be, that's why we have things like Bi Visibility Day, because sometimes they just don't get traction and notoriety. If a gay celebrity comes out, it's like, oh my God, gay celebrity, duh, tick. That's signed off on.
That's done.
That's canonized. We're aware of that. And it's like, okay, now what guy are they dating? Da, 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 da. Someone comes out as bisexual. It doesn't get the same kind of fanfare, it feels like.
Is that because the actor or the celebrity is portrayed as going through a phase? Bi now, gay later.
Maybe it's that whole, they're just being greedy, they're indecisive sort of thing, da, 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 da. There's a, I think, a bit more fanfare around one coming out as gay or lesbian or homosexual, in that it's something exposed. Like, you've been hiding this. It's like when someone comes out as trans, it's like, you've been lying to everyone, and now you're exposing the truth. And it's this kind of bombshell moment, which it shouldn't be, but it is for some people. So I think when someone comes out as bi, it's like, oh, you're already that thing that I thought you were. You're just also this other thing.
Yes.
So it's less of a a mountain to climb for the person comprehending it, I think. That's my take on it. I'm no political or social anthropologist. I don't.
It sounds like we are. We've been really dissecting porn in that way today.
We have. We have been dissecting it. Few bi icons. Have you got any?
I have no idea.
I think he identifies as pan and not bi.
The Veronicas.
The Veronicas.
One of them. Jess? The one with Ruby Rose.
I get them confused. It's so awful that I keep getting them confused.
Jess, I think it is.
Was with Ruby Rose. I don't believe they're together anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. I don't think they've been an item for a while. I really like Nico Tortorella. I always get his name wrong. I can't say it. I can spell it. Nico Tortorella. He stars in Younger with Sutton Foster and Hilary Duff.
Right.
And he is bi or pan or multi-gender attracted. And they have just recently gotten married, but they've been in an open relationship for quite some time. And he also likes to play with gender with his fashion and wears like skirts and dresses and stuff on the red carpet and does it in a really sexy, fun way. And he's a really switched on kind of character. So he's, I think, my bi-con.
Oh, I know one. So John Barrowman's character.
Yes.
From Torchwood.
Captain Jack Harkness.
That's him.
From previously Doctor Who. Yeah, they brought him in season one of the new Doctor Who, which was quite quite a big step, I think, for the Doctor Who franchise, having such an LGBTI established audience to be like, here is the bisexual character. And again, he was introduced with, I mean, there were a few little like, oh, he's also into men, da da da. But then it was just commonplace that he's just a giant flirt, which I really like.
Yeah.
He's sex obsessed and just will literally flirt with anything that moves. He's like, has no hang ups about anything. He's like, yeah, you're kind of hot. You'll do. plus, he's very, very handsome.
He sure is.
Couple of other bi-lebrities. I don't think I'm coining that one. That one's not as good.
No, that doesn't work.
Bi-cons. Brendan Urie, who fronts Panic at the Disco.
Really?
Debbie Harry. Drew Barrymore. Grace Jones. Pete Townsend from The Who. Sia.
Yes.
Sia is a bi woman. Oscar De La Renta. Of course, the fashion designers. Sir Alec Guinness, who was from the Star Wars series. Many other things. I thought his coming out was really interesting. There was literally an article published, I think it was on the BBC website potentially, and the title of the article was literally Sir Alec Guinness was bisexual.
So original.
It's very literal. And Joan Crawford also, her daughter Christina, after Joan's passing, said while she was very young, she was aware of her mother having dalliances with women. She's like, my understanding is that she was bisexual. So she didn't come out as bisexual, but her daughter confirmed.
Didn't they say that about James Dean? That he was bisexual?
In Rebel Without a Cause, there was a gay kiss, I believe, in the film, and it got cut. But the other actor from the film was Sal Mineo. He played the character as a bi man who was attracted to James Dean's character. Yeah, which was a bit of a shame that it got cut, because it's quite an iconic film. Indeed. There's a very long list. There's a number of celebrities that are very, very bisexual. There seems to be a bit of a flourish of particularly female pop stars that are owning their bisexuality. So like your Kesha's and your Demi Lovato's and your Lindsay Lohan's, sort of that era and that age. Like, it seems like everyone's bisexual, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of talk of that. There was talk of Marlon Brando being a homosexual. Oh, and young Marlon Brando. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Anthony Perkins from Psycho, both Psycho and Psycho 2.
Really?
Yeah, he played the lead character, who also died of, I believe, AIDS-related pneumonia. But he said that he was gay. I think he identified as being gay, but he also had lucrative relationships with women. So the zeitgeist has established that he probably was bisexual.
Bi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting.
A few bi-cons there. There were some famous people from history. Hercules was often depicted in relationships with both men and women. Alexander the Great, famously, was married and had relationships with men. It was ancient Greece and ancient Rome. I mean, please, everyone was diddling everyone. It was very commonplace back then. Oh, another bi icon of mine is Alia Shawkat, who is from Arrested Development. She plays Maybe.
Oh, really?
She's great. And she's great in Search Party, too. I would definitely recommend watching Search Party if you haven't already. She's in that. She's great. She's a good egg.
That's a very fun show.
Oh, and other straight men that have had gay relationships. Mick Jagger and Bowie were famously entangled for a time. Was never confirmed that they were in a relationship, but apparently they had diddled. Iggy Pop and also Aaron Carter. He recently came out and said that he had had relationships with men. I believe he identifies as being straight, but he has also had relationships with men.
Interesting.
Hmm. There are a few related items that we should definitely talk about. It is Fringe Festival season here, and there is a Fringe Festival show which I actually saw walking around the Joy Studios, which is called Baby Bye Bye Bye. And I was like, oh,
excellent.
Excellent. We have to talk about this. So it's on at the Butterfly Club from the 17th to the 23rd of September. So if you are listening, there is still time to pop along and see this show. It's performed and created by Annabelle Larkham. I'm going to say it's Larkham. Aaron Patterson, Samantha Andrew, Baby Bye 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 is a wickedly funny, often filthy cabaret about being a bisexual woman. And this very hilarious images of the gals on the front cover fornicating with fruit, as it were. Which is very cute. And one of our seekers, one of our hidden seekers, is actually putting on a show for the Fringe Festival. Burlesque by Force, which is running at the Melbourne studio at Circus Oz, which is on Johnson Street in Collingwood. So a blessed shout out to the team from Burlesque by Force for putting on this amazing show. And I know that they follow us on the socials and listen to the podcast. So that's your little shout out, and hope your Fringe Festival show goes well. Head to melbournefringe.com.au to find out, I believe, about both of those shows, because they're both Fringe Festival shows. So check them out.
Thank you so much for joining us in the Sextras as well.
Oh, indeed. It's been wonderful. Now, importantly, are you going to pop along to the slave auction at the Laird and purchase...
Well, Freddy,
I assume. No, there's 10 people up for sale.
That's
so
great.
There's a number of different people. I actually won't be in town. I'm going to be in Sydney, so I won't even be here to bid on my own part. I'm going to have to, like, have a Japanese businessman at the back with a paddle just to, like, silently bid. And everyone's like, what's going on? Who's that man bidding? So,
can I just say, I was in a slave auction once in Sydney, and I only fetched $70.
Oh.
And that was because my friends took pity on me. So no,
I would take pity on you also.
Any money in.
My beard alone got more than that, Tim. I think my beard was about 475.
Wow.
It got in the end to get shaved off. And I realized at the end of the night, so you could vote to shave or save my beard. Mm. And unfortunately, it was overwhelmingly that it was voted to shave my beard. I was very upset. But I had bought tokens to bid on myself, to save myself, and I got home with a fresh, clean shaved face and realized that the tokens were in my pocket and I had bought them but had not bid on myself.
Do you know I still have your beard in a bag?
That's frightening and terrifying.
Please
dispose of it.
Probably smells by now.
It probably smelled when it went mold. In there. Oh, God. Yeah, it probably would. That's terrifying, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm going to report you to the proper authorities. At least to the health department. Where is it? Where do you have it stored? Is it just like...
It might actually be in my bag here in the studio.
No, it's not.
I did have it in a plastic bag in that bag.
Oh, my God. So gross. So gross. I would actually like to look at what my beard looks like now versus the day it was shaved. It was a bit longer, but it's almost there.
I wonder if it's the same colour.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah? How do you know?
Because I own my face and I've seen it before.
How do you know your face hasn't changed in that time? You're assuming.
Because I have to look at my face every day in the mirror and I'm like, oh, it's not blonde today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have time-lapse photography?
No, but I also have photography. I should have taken a photo every day to watch it grow out again. It grew out relatively quickly.
It did.
Anyway, we should bump and grind.
We should.
We will endeavour to bring you an episode next week while we're on opposite sides of the country. It will be interesting. I'm not really sure how that's going to work.
Technology.
We will Tim Gunn. We will make it work.
We sure will. Thank you for joining us on Hide and Seek. This is The Sextras, signing off.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Not what it looks
right
like.
Right in front of my salad?
It's not what
you guys are fucking gross.
Do you want more?
Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes! 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 Oh! Oh! Oh!
Okay. Catch all the Hide and Seek episodes on podcast at joy.org.au/hideandseek.